Welcome to the News with NDTV. It's Thursday, May 23rd. Coming up in today's episode, Pune Police Commissioner on Porsche car crash that killed two. Rahul Gandhi mocks Prime Minister Modi's not biological but divine statement. Yogi Adityanath promises bulldozer justice in Odisha. MEA might cancel Prajwal Ravana's diplomatic passport. And Rishi Sunak's surprise poll announcement. First up, the Pune Porsche crash case, in which a minor killed two techies earlier this week, has opened a can of worms hinting at deep flaws within the system. 15 hours after a late-night Porsche dash in Pune left two 24-year-old software engineers dead, the 17-year-old at the wheels was at his home, thanks to a bail order with conditions that were widely seen as appallingly flimsy, to write a 300-word essay on road accidents. And now, 3 days later, he is at a child observation home, waiting for a decision on whether he will be tried as an adult, and his father is in jail after massive social media and media outrage. It has now been revealed that the car, which was driven by the allegedly drunk teenager, was not even legally registered in the state. Investigation reveals the Porsche, worth multiple crores, was purchased from a Bengaluru dealership. The temporary registration is valid for 6 months to transfer the vehicle from one state to another, and then it is the owner's responsibility to register it permanently, something that was never done. It was then alleged the accused son of a prominent real estate mogul in the city got special treatment as a Pune MLA made 3 a.m. visit to the police station where he was held. But law, slowly, is taking its due course. Speaking with NDTV, Pune Police Commissioner Amitesh Kumar said, and I quote, "This case is not about an accident in which a mistake happened under the influence of alcohol and people died. Our case is that he had full knowledge of his conduct. He parties in two bars, rashly drives a car without a number plate on a narrow, congested street. He was fully in his senses and he knew that people may die because of his actions. Our case is under Section 304 of the Indian Penal Code, which carries a jail term of 10 years. And this is not our stand after media outrage. This has been our stand since Sunday." Unquote. Now moving on to Lok Sabha updates, starting with the Congress Party. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi mocked a recent TV interview of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, where he claimed he was sent by God for a mission. Speaking at a rally to support Congress candidate Kanhaiya Kumar in Delhi, he said, and I quote, "Kanhaiya talks to me about poverty, international relations and so on. If he comes someday to meet and takes me in confidence and says, 'Rahulji, I'm not biological, I have been sent by God,' I will tell him not to say this outside even by mistake." Narendra Modi ji, to his aid in his interview, says he's not biological. Like, if he says to every living thing that he's not biological, I've been sent by God for a mission, you'd say, "Spare me and do your work." But his media aides are saying, "Wow," unquote. While at a Mahila Samvad event in Delhi, he talked about the pay gap for women in corporations and triple labor of women in poor families. He alleged RSS ideology is anti-women and that Prime Minister Modi's promise of women reservation is hollow. However, former Congress member Acharya Pramod Krishnam took a swipe at Rahul Gandhi, calling him a Mahapurush, and asserted that Mr. Gandhi was leading the Congress to its downfall, fulfilling his responsibility in the process. Mr. Krishnan predicted that the Congress would secure the fewest seat in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. Quote, "Mahatma Gandhi saw a dream of the end of Congress, and nobody could do it, not even the Bharatiya Janata Party. But now Rahul Gandhi himself is doing it. Rahul Gandhi is finishing off the Congress and fulfilling his responsibility. It is not just me, but also crore of Congress workers across the country who are aware of this fact." Unquote. Moving on to the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath promised that bulldozers will target all kinds of mafia if BJP comes to power in the state. He said, and I quote, "If double engine government is formed in Orissa, bulldozers will be used against all kinds of mafia." Unquote. In Punjab, some farmer groups marched from Shambhu border to Patiala city to protest against Prime Minister Narendra Modi's rally, scheduled in Patiala today. But they were stopped with barricades at the border. Meanwhile, Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Keshav Prasad Maurya has claimed that West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee issued OBC certificates to Bangladeshi and Rohingya intruders. A day after Calcutta High Court ordered the cancellation of OBC certificates granted after 2010. He told news agency ANI in a quote, "Congress did injustice to the SC, ST and OBC in the country. It looted their rights. I welcome the decision of Calcutta High Court to cancel all OBC certificates issued in West Bengal after 2010. Mamata Banerjee had issued them to all Bangladeshi and Rohingya intruders. Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav are silent over this. Mamata Banerjee says she will not accept this decision. If a chief minister doesn't accept the decision of a high court, they don't have the right to continue on the post. It is a corrupt and intruder-supporting government, be it Congress, Samajwadi, BSP or Trinamool. All anti-backward, all anti-Dalit." Unquote. Breaking from breaking news, someone wanted to have a little fun and grow marijuana on government property in the US, but their plan did not succeed. Last week, some form of cannabis was growing in the tulip garden of the Wisconsin Capitol ground. Now, of course, it could have been accidental weed growth, but University of Wisconsin and Madison botanist Shelby Ellison, who examined the plants for a local TV channel before they were removed from the ground, told AP that there were dozens of the plants in the garden, suggesting that someone actually planted them intentionally. Ellison said, and I quote, "It was just a large number of plants for it to be anything accidental," unquote. Now, back to news. And next, the Ministry of External Affairs has received a letter from the Karnataka government for the cancellation of the diplomatic passport of suspended Janata Dal secular MP Prajwal Ravanna, official sources said today. The Karnataka government's request to the centre came after Prajwal Ravanna, who is facing charges of multiple instances of sexually abusing women, fled the country using his diplomatic passport last month. Ravanna, who is former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda's grandson, is at the centre of a political storm after hundreds of explicit videos allegedly featuring him leaked late last month. The 33-year-old MP faces multiple cases of rape, sexual harassment, voyeurism and criminal intimidation. Ravanna, who is the NDA nominee for the Hassan Lok Sabha seat, reportedly fled to Germany on April 27. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah claimed that he fled to Germany after casting his vote on April 26. Karnataka's special investigation team is now probing the high-profile case, and a lookout notice and a blue corner notice has been issued to track down Ravanna. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's decision to stake the Conservative Party's future on a rare summer election was so secret that even his Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, appeared surprised by the plan. Hunt's allies were unaware enough of the snap election called by Sunak on Wednesday that some feared a rumoured big announcement meant that the Chancellor was about to be replaced in a reshuffle, according to the people familiar with thinking in the Treasury. The UK was scheduled to have an election by December of this year anyway, but multiple surveys in recent months predicted a historic loss for the Conservative Party and its Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. Sunak has been clamouring to get public mandate back on his side, which has withered away due to UK's support for Israel in the war against Gaza, increased cost of living, and his proposal to send refugees to Rwanda. It was rumoured that he was willing to cull his plans to stop graduate visa as well to mitigate the public anger. Hunt had as recently as last week suggested he might again reduce payroll taxes in an autumn fiscal statement, something that will now be left for the next government to decide. Foreign Secretary David Cameron, a former Prime Minister, now in the House of Lords, on May 12th endorsed the plans to wait until later in the year for an election. One member of the parliament, speaking on the condition of anonymity, told Bloomberg that it was a good move and they were very happy. Another said it was either a masterstroke of political genius or incredibly selfish. They weren't sure which was it. And lastly, Indian equity indices were in an uptrend today following strong domestic cues. At 2:36 p.m. today, Sensex was up 986 points or 1.33% at 75,206, and Nifty was up 303 points or 1.33% at 22,900 points. This is the first time Nifty trades above 22,900, crossing an earlier level of 22,794. The Nifty Midcap Index is also at an all-time high. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.